Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I began Monday, All Things Are Yours. And this is just one amazing scripture, and I want to read it again. I'm going to start reading at verse 19 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God. What an amazing passage of Scripture. That is telling us that if we are in Christ, all things in this world, things present, things to come, not only do we have the blessings of God, and we can be so grateful for them and express them to the Lord, especially at this time of year as we are celebrating Thanksgiving, but to have such a gratefulness well up in our hearts for the unmerited favor, the grace that He has given us, the amazing gift of His presence. In His presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand, the Psalm 16 says, are pleasures forevermore. 1 Timothy 6 and 17 says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. What does that mean? That means our natural needs, the things that our physical life requires, food for our bodies to survive, to be in health, the things that our soul needs, that thing which would pertain to godliness, the things our soul requires in order to grow. 2 Corinthians 6 and 10 says, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. And that would be patience, stripes, imprisonments, labors, all the things that they went through, those apostles. But he goes on to say, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. Now, beloved, with the Lord's help, I'm asking Him to let us understand and grasp this perspective that Paul possessed, the things that he understood, the things of this life, the things that we do presently enjoy as blessings. They're just the tip of the iceberg, if you will. We have everything, because why? We are literally the children of God. All of creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And in the ages to come, beloved, you and I, and whomsoever will, are going to enjoy freely the wealth, the majesty, the glory, the abundance of God's house. They shall be abundant, their soul shall be abundantly satisfied with, as with fatness, the scriptures say. He is going to cause us to drink from the river of His pleasures. We have so much awaiting us. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians 7, 29 and 32 says, but I say this, brethren, that the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, they that rejoiced as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use the world as not abusing it. For the fashion of this world passeth away, but I would have you without carefulness, which means free from cares or all anxieties. I don't want you to worry. Zechariah 8, 11 and 12 says, But now I will not be unto the residue of this people, as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts, for the seed shall be prosperous, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heaven shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all things. Beloved, we don't see that at this point. Christians are being criticized, they're being put down, they're being minimized. In this present age in which we're living, we're seeing such an increase of evil because we are in the end of the end times, and Scripture will be fulfilled. The Antichrist one day will take his seat in the very temple of God, as the Scriptures declare. So our life right now, yes, there's suffering, yes, there's difficulties, yes, there's trials, but if we can grasp what Paul is telling us in all these scriptures I've shared with you, that we possess all things, we are the inheritors of God's kingdom. Right now, that kingdom is just within us, but a time is coming when Jesus returns, then his literal kingdom, the millennial kingdom, will be established upon this earth. He will rule and reign from Jerusalem, and we will rule and reign with him. Now, we don't know all that is going to be asked of us, but we will do it with joy because we have been given power and authority by our God. We share the inheritance of Jesus. Do you realize the scope of your possessions and inheritance, beloved? That's why I'm sharing this message, that you can get a vision, that you can get a perspective. And it is through prayer and faith. Those are the keys of the kingdom. Is that not true? We, through faith, we have an understanding of what is given to us. There's a passage in Job, that 42nd chapter, all that he went through, he didn't understand anything that was going on. But in verse 5, he says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes seeth thee. A time is coming when we will see the Lord face to face. But now, unless he parts that veil, unless he allows us to enter into the supernatural realm, we are creatures of flesh and blood. We're limited by our five senses, but our spiritual man is not. We possess by faith all things. And that's why Jesus could make these kinds of statements. In Matthew 19 and 26, he says, with God, all things are possible. And in Matthew 21, 22, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, ye shall receive. Mark 9, 23 says, all things are possible to him that believeth. What is Jesus saying? All things? What does that mean? Well, I had to look up the definition of all. It means a whole amount or quantity. It means as much as possible, wholly, altogether. In other words, beloved, we are such finite creatures. We experience things in such limited degree. We can't even relate to all things. There's no limit. That's what the Lord is telling us. And only by the supernatural power of God can we get a hold of this. The Christian's final estate is, behold, as Jesus tells us, I make all things new. Revelation 21 and 5. And in verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. This is the final estate of the believer. I don't know about you, beloved, but that is something to get excited about. And if we're going through difficult times now in the world, we will have tribulation. You know, I think there are those who preach the gospel that if we accept Jesus, life is going to be a cakewalk. It's going to be a bed of roses. Well, it's not. In fact, sometimes the battles only really start when you start serving God. Why? Because we are in warfare, and the devil hates God, he hates his children, and he'll do everything to stop the spread of the gospel, because it's through the spread of the gospel, being on broadcasts like this, through television, other forms of media, that people can hear the good news. Praise God. Well, I want to stop right here, and I'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast, which is Thanksgiving, and I want to take the final moments in the broadcast to wish you and your family, your loved ones, a very blessed time in the Lord. And there may be some of you that perhaps are going to spend the day alone, and I know what that feels like. There are times that I've experienced that when I've been alone on Thanksgiving, times that I was saved and times when I wasn't. Didn't have the presence of the Lord, but God's presence is with you. And so let's just pray now. Father, I pray that this time of year, this Thanksgiving, this holiday, will be a time not just of celebrating wonderful foods and turkey and all the trimmings, but Lord, a time when we realize not only that we are grateful for what you have given us in our natural lives, all the blessings spiritually, but Lord, that we will get a perspective of how embracive, how inclusive, how large your inheritance is for your people. Lord, I ask you to just bless everyone, Father. Let them have such a joy and such a filling of your spirit, Father. Let them experience your presence. Lord, for in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Praise God. Well, I wish all of you a very blessed Thanksgiving season. And in the moments that remain, I am very thankful to the Lord that with his anointing and provision, this ministry has continued on for 50 years. We're celebrating our Jubilee year. 50 years ago, Brother Glass started the ministry. We went on daily radio, and we've been on ever since, and continued to preach the gospel. As celebration of that event, I put together a 50th anniversary commemorative booklet, which is yours for the requesting, a little bit of history, many pictures. And if you'd like, also, I have a CD of ministry classics of my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, and song and radio broadcast. If you've never heard Brother Glass preach, then we have a few. He erased all his broadcasts, but there were a few that I managed to salvage. So I trust you'll be blessed. And actually, the close of Unveil, on this broadcast, he does sing the close of our theme song, The Unveil Christ. I love you. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.